Blog Talk Radio.
Gloria, she made me love in me.
Abraham was your faithful man. He was
the father of many nations. He was just all that, and his faith was so awesome when it came down to God. So if you were truly Abraham's, he was your father, you would be doing the work of Abraham, the work of loving people, the work of being kind to people. Amen. So you can't fool Jesus. Amen. But what I love about this scripture is that, which is my favorite, is the Son therefore shall make you free. You shall be free indeed. Because sometimes we don't even know, even when God sets us free, even when this right thing before us blinds us over our eyes. The same with these Jewish leaders. They felt like, you know, that they sought out to kill Jesus. And Jesus was telling them, you know, if the Son therefore shall set you free, you shall be free indeed. He had the salvation for them. But they were so stuck on their religion, saying that we are the children, our father is Abraham. And he's saying, if Abraham is your father, Abraham came from me. So if Abraham was your father, you would be doing the work that Abraham did. He was a faithful man, and he was obedient to God. But they had blinders on because Satan had deceived them. And don't allow the enemy to deceive you and have you do self-deception. Sometimes we have self-deception on our own selves and self-deception and also just tearing ourselves up and being deceived. Amen. So sometimes in life we go around with blinders on and we don't even know who are we serving. You don't even know which way you're going. And just because you may have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, you may be even a worshiper and go to church, but your heart is so wicked, but you're really not following the obedience of God and the work that he done. It's all about you and self-destruction and destroying other folks. Amen. So in this scripture that we're dealing with on today, is that Jesus was trying to tell them, how could you even say you're Abraham's son? You may be his descendant. And you may be a relative, but you're not the actual father, because if you was, you would do the will of the father, which is a good deed, which is loving people, loving on them, and serving God and being obedient to them. But don't let sin deceive you, and sin deceive them. So they was a deception of sin. They were, because that's all they know is that sinful nature. But they was claiming to be the Abraham as their father. But God was letting them know. And then he was letting them know, the Son therefore shall set you free. We shall be free indeed. The Son, S-O-N, he is the, and he was there to give eternal life to them. But sometimes we don't even see it when God is right there trying to deliver us. We don't even see it when when God is trying to set us free, but we so hooked on what we used to do. We so hooked on the sin itself and our sinful nature and being deceived and being deceptive and deceived by Satan of sin. So we can't be all entangled, and we can't even become free because we so wrapped up into our sin. We so wrapped up in what we used to do would make it comfortable for us. So we don't want to step out and be delivered from that sin. So we have blinders on from Satan, making us feel like we're doing the right thing because sin has deceived us so much. But you don't even know your breakthrough is right there. You don't even know Jesus is there to set you free. So don't be entangled with those things and take off your blinders and know what's going on around you. And I just want to just focus on that scripture there, which is the Son. If the Son therefore shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. Ye shall be free indeed. Indeed means forever. Indeed means eternal. Indeed means I got you and I will set you free and I will deliver you. But let me tell you, you can have so many blinders on that you don't even see it. And sometimes we actually creep back in. We allow depression to take us over because life is so overwhelming. So many things is happening in the world. So many things is happening in our family. And we get off track. And we allow monkey wrenches to be thrown in. And even when monkey wrenches be thrown in, it's up to us to throw them back out. It's up to us to say, hey, you ain't coming in here. I will rebuke you, Satan. You out of here. But you start working it out and start trusting God on your deliverance, trusting God on setting you free, trusting God on removing that wrench or that monkey wrench within your family. Because one little bad seed can ruin your whole family. It can ruin your dynamics. It can ruin your relationship. It can ruin everything all around you if we're not careful, if our eyes are not open. being deceived by Satan. That's what Jesus was saying. If you were true followers of Abraham and he was your father, you have no life spirits, but you're seeking to kill me. And he is the truth. The truth was there to set them all free, to deliver all of them, to give them salvation. But they couldn't even see it right before their eyes because of their sinful nature. Hallelujah, because of their sinful nature. And sometimes you could be so comfortable in your sinful nature because it feels good. And because I can stay there and I can be comfortable. But don't you know your day will run out where every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow, and every tongue shall confess that he is Lord? Hallelujah. So it doesn't matter if you feel like you have this covering over you, the covering of Satan or the covering of God. And we are, in our minds, we are making ourselves believe that we're doing the right thing because it's comfortable. Or because we feel like, you know, we don't want to come out of that thing, so we want to stay in that thing. Let me tell you, I want to be obedient to God. And when I fall, God forgive me. Help me to get back up and try this thing again. Let me move out and do the right thing. Hallelujah. But I'm so glad that he has set me free. I'm so glad that I know the Son can set me free. I am free indeed. Free from depression, free from beating myself up, free from beating myself up and just beating myself up. Because sometimes you can beat yourself up so bad until you don't even know that you're free. Jesus was trying to tell them, I'm trying to deliver you from slavery. Because right now you're in bondage to Satan. And you don't even see it. I am the Son of God right before you came to give you salvation. And only thing you seek to kill me because I got the truth. Because I got the truth. And some folk will stop talking to you when you carry the truth. Some folk will turn a deaf ear to you even when you are carrying the truth, even when you are telling right from wrong. And that's another thing. Who your friends, if you have a friend and your friend tells you something and you know it's the truth, and now you don't want to be bothered with them anymore because they're telling you the truth and telling you right from wrong because you want to continue to go down that road. You want to continue to stay in that state that you're in. No. But then you with other friends who enable you, who tell you it's okay, who tell you, yeah, keep doing it, you know, having conversations with you about it. But those friends who back up from you and don't want to hear the truth, That's really your friend. But you back away from them because you don't want to hear the truth. So you start being around folks that's like you, who's not going to tell you the truth, not going to tell you right from wrong. That's not a friend. That's not a friend. At the end of the day, that friend is telling you all wrong and going with you, laughing, cracking up. Oh, think it's funny what you're doing. It's going to have you fall one day. And when you fall, they ain't going to be able to pick you up. And I hope that your friend is still there. If you hadn't turned them away so bad, so much, and said all kind of crazy stuff out of your mouth, not that they haven't forgiven you, but sometimes people can't constantly take that. You coming at them, especially when they're trying to tell you right from wrong. But I guarantee you, the friend who's letting you continue to wild all out is not going to be there. But your friend who's been telling you right from wrong is going to be there, not even going to judge you. Isn't that something? Oh, glory be to God. But that's what God was telling trying to tell the Jewish leaders that I'm right there before you. So how could you even say that Abraham is your father and saying it proudly and you're not even being obedient? He was a faithful man. He was a faithful man to God. You're not faithful. You're faithful to the devil. You're doing his all kind of evil works. And you're going to tell me, no, you're not. Because the true children, Abraham was like-minded. They loved God. And they did good deeds, and they lived to obey God. And they don't even know Jesus was right there. We don't even know when our breakthrough was right there, because we're so caught up in our world. We're so caught up in badgering ourselves and self afflicting ourselves. Because we self afflict ourselves all the time with bad things. It could be bad conversation, just self-inflicting yourself with all kinds of things. It can be drugs. It can be conversations that we know are toxic. We can be anything that's self-destroying ourselves. And don't even know when our breakthrough is there. Don't even know when Jesus is trying to tell us, I'm right here. I got you. Come out of that thing. Hallelujah. And it's something because sometimes you don't even know when you're delivered, when God has actually delivered you because you're so far in it. And I remember years ago, a leader said to me, It was in 1 Samuel 16, and it was about Samuel. And after Saul was demoted as king, and God sent Samuel out to anoint a new king. But he asked him, Samuel, why are you still mourning Saul? Why are you still mourning him? Kept giving me the scripture over and over again. So I asked a leader one day, one of my leaders, and they said, the reason why is because you're still in it. Mentally, you're still in bondage, but even though physically you're out of it, but mentally you're still there. Woo, glory. Because sometimes you can actually be delivered from something and you be out, but mentally your mind is still there. So physically my body was out, but my mind was still living in bondage to that thing. Oh, glory. I had to get rid of that thing. I said, wait a minute. God had me in a whole new place, in a whole new place. But I was still mourning those things that was familiar to me. I was still mourning where I was, and God didn't set me free. I couldn't even see what was so great before me because I was so stuck on what was behind me. If the Son therefore shall set you free, we shall be free indeed. Oh my God, my mind was so messed up. But God delivered me, but my mind was so in bondage to that thing. Oh my God, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. I had to get my stuff together, self-reflect, and come out of that thing. Because the enemy was just taunting me, and I was mourning, and I was sad, and God didn't set me free. Glory. He didn't set you free from that depression. Don't go back. He didn't set you free from that mindset. Don't go back. He didn't set you free from that those nasty taste buds in your mouth that you don't need anymore. Hallelujah. Don't go back to it. Hallelujah. If the Son therefore shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. See, nobody can set you free like Jesus. Nobody can set you free like him. That's why when you look at people to deliver you and people to fill their voids, you find yourself back in there because Jesus is the true deliverer. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, he is. He is the true deliverer. Hallelujah. So just know, if you're free indeed. You ain't got to worry about it. And when you do go back to that place where you feel like you're down and out, a couple of days or a week later, you're back up on your feet because you delivered from that thing. Hallelujah. That's how I was a few weeks ago, just being weighted down. But I had to get myself together because when you truly deliver from depression, when you truly deliver from that place where you felt like you was in the dumps, you rise back up. You rise back up. But the key is don't be discouraged. Don't be so discouraged where it takes you off track, where you can't focus, where you can't eat, where you can't sleep, where you can't even hear God anymore. Hallelujah. I live to hear him. I live to trust him because it's the only person I have. I ain't looking for man to fill my voice no more. Because man can't fill my voice. He can't fill my voice. I remember years ago, said I was a young woman about 20 years old, and I got so upset, and I had called my mom, and she reminded me of something. She said, you can't put your confidence in man. You can't put your confidence in somebody to be there for you, but God will always be there for you. And ever since that day, I believe I was like 20 years old. Ever since that day, I said, and the Bible says, put your confidence in no man. But I was so messed up because I put all my confidence in them. And my mama told me right on my job, you can't put your confidence in man. So ever since that day, my confidence, hallelujah, come from Jesus. And if nobody else tell you that, know that your confidence comes from God. He's your confidant. Hallelujah. Not man. Not man. And I'm not talking about as in gender. I'm just talking about male, female, it don't matter. You put your confidence in God. Let God be your confidant and not in man. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So be set free on today and don't be discouraged. If you are, get up from that place. Self-reflect because when you are so discouraged, it causes you to lose your focus on everything. You can't focus. You can't dream. You can't move forward to prosper. You be at a standstill on hold. But don't you know that it don't matter if something's on hold because God will, in the middle of the night, pull you or tug you, and you could just feel it just rising up on the inside of you to get up from where you are. Don't be deceived by the enemy, because it's just a trick of him. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory be to God. Let me tell you, I am so in love with God. I'm so in love with him. I'm so in tune. And even when I feel like I'm off track, he'll send a messenger. If it's a bird, if it's a rainfall, if it's the sun, if it's rain falling, he will send a messenger to let me know, wake up. Wake up where you are. Wake up, brother. Wake up, sister. Don't get off focus. Don't allow the enemy to take you off focus. Hallelujah. Don't allow him to take you off focus. If the Son therefore shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. The Son is the Savior. The Son is the Son of God, because he will set you free. So don't be discouraged on today. And this is another thing I feel in my spirit. Don't start looking at your age, what you haven't accomplished at your age. Move past that. Remove all of that. Move forward. Don't focus on what you didn't do last week. Don't focus on what you didn't do last night. Don't focus on those things. Just focus on Jesus and let Jesus direct your path. Let Jesus tell you it's the right time. The Bible says be anxious for nothing. Hallelujah, God. So don't get caught up and hung up on your age on today. Oh, my God, I'm still in this here place. Oh, my goodness, I thought at this age I'll be this or I'll be that. Okay, well, it didn't happen then, but now you can move forward. Now you can say, God, is it time? So move forward. Don't get caught up in your age, because when you do that, you stifle yourself and you handicap yourself, and then you don't move forward because you're so focused on without you just because you're a certain age. So I shouldn't pop out with this. I shouldn't come out with this. I shouldn't go back to school. I shouldn't open up this business. I shouldn't move forward with this. Or how people going to look at me? Now I've got a podcast and I'm of age. And so what? People on podcasts all the time, it don't matter your age. It don't matter where you start from. But what matters is where you end at. Hallelujah. And you want to end at a good place. Hallelujah. Woo, glory be to God. Let me tell you something. I feel so good on today, because for the past 3 weeks, I have been totally out of it. But I had to, God had to come back in and zap some energy back into me, because I was losing. I'm like, what in the world is going on? But guess what? I still was grinding. I still was getting up every day. I still was just moving forward and allowing things to happen in my life, good things, because I was so caught up in other stuff. But my focus was taken. Hallelujah. Don't allow your focus to be taken and so blinded and being deceived by the enemy, because all of those are tricks that he throw in your way. Just so you won't do what God called you to do. Just so you won't be obedient to God. Just so you won't move forward. Then you start putting things before you. Well, this ain't working out. That ain't working out. Give it up. I ain't giving up nothing until God tell me to give something up. Hallelujah. I don't care what it looks like, no matter what. If God don't tell me to give it up, I ain't giving up. If God tell me to let it go, then let it go. Hallelujah. My instructions come from the Lord. Hallelujah. And stop beating yourself up if your prayer life ain't what it used to be. If you not read the word like you used to. Okay, get back in. Get back in the game. Get back in. Get back in. Because we all fall short of that. Sometimes I be praying all the time, and then sometimes I may miss my prayer time with the Lord. But even though I'm praying all day long, but I may miss my prayer time. I'm like, how is my prayer time? Because other stuff's going to get me in the way. So keep your go back to your schedule. Let God rearranges your schedule. He wants you to do something totally different. Okay, fine, I get that. But get back to what God called you to do, how your devotions, how you should pray, how you should read his word, and get back into that. Yes, we pray all day, but that intimate time with the Lord. And I said, ooh, I didn't miss a couple of days of that, and I feel it. Because let me tell you something, when those intimate, when I don't feel that intimacy with the Lord, I go bonkers, I go crazy, y'all. I go absolutely nuts when I can't feel God. I'm like, Lord, I don't feel you right now. But that intimate time, I love being with the Lord, because he is faithful. And even though I may sit before you and it may look like, oh, my God, she has this and she could just jump out and do that with that, that, that. But you don't know, behind the scenes, I'll be like, but I got to get back out there and I got to do it. I got to get back out and I got to do it, because I trust God to keep on moving, to keep on shaking, to keep on doing what God called me to do. Amen. So my broadcast is getting ready to end on today, but I so appreciate you all on today, and I had such a great time on this morning with you guys. Oh, my God, coffee with me. So I just want to leave you with this. Don't be discouraged. Be not weary and well doing, but in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Hallelujah. I see a few people on. Let me see if I can see who's on here. I put my magnifier on today, guys. Oh, hey. Hey, I think I say, hi, Brother Willie Whitaker. Hallelujah. How are you? Hallelujah. How are you? Let me see who else. And my mama, Ludy Martin, how are you? Amen and amen. So I am so encouraged on today, you guys. I just love the Lord because he is just so faithful, and he is just everything to me. He is. So let us just pray, and you all have a good day. I've got to go back to read to see who else is on. Amen, but let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you and I bless you. I lift you up and I give you the highest praise on this morning, God. God, I thank you for those who have joined me on this morning. I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your word every day. I thank you for just loving me. New blessings every day. New blessings, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I glorify you on today. I love you, Father, and I adore you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. And Lord, we thank you, God. We bind up the enemy to try to come up against us, God, to try to make us feel like we're nothing, to try to make us feel like it's over. It ain't over till you say that it's over, God. God, I do thank you, and I thank you for your word, and I thank you for your word every day, God. Lord, we love you, and we thank you for your son, Jesus, dying on the cross for our sins, that we may have everlasting life. We say that word, thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe that you have raised your son from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Go in peace. Know that God is on your side. Know that he loves you. Know that he cares for you. Hi, Michelle. How are you? Amen. My mama just texted me. Amen. So those who I have overlooked and not seen on there, God bless you on today. And I love you. Know that Jesus is on your side and know that you are victorious. Let me just see if somebody else out in. Amen. That you are victorious. Hallelujah. So have a wonderful day and God bless you.